A bit of My One and Only Love, featuring Anthony Cox, the bass player. Anthony is a local guy who played for years in the New York City jazz scene. He's also taught at the University of Iowa, still plays internationally, and leads his latest group, DD7, October 10th at Jazz Central Studios in Minneapolis. When we got together, Anthony said that take on My One and Only Love is his favorite of all his recordings.
It was a cooperative, and it was with David Friedman on vibes and marimba, and Dino Saluzzi on bandoneon, and I was on bass. It was very relaxed and open and very interactive, and that's the way I like to play, you know, always really interactive with the drums, with everybody else. I'm always like counterpoint. I mean, you know, that's always been my thing. That's always been. It was that concept of more open, not being tied down so much, like say, by a chordal instrument like guitar or piano.
DD7 builds on some of your previous work, and I'd be interested in knowing which of your previous work you think would show up most strongly in the performance on October 10th.
I would say the piece Dust that I do with Dewey Redman, where you can hear two people interacting. It's more open. The tune is designed more in a more linear form.
We're speaking with Anthony Cox, who leads DD7 at Jazz Central Studios October 10th. It's jazzcentralstudios.org, and the shows start at 7:30. What's it like playing in a comfy hometown atmosphere like this?
This place is perfect. The first day I walked in, I went, all right, you know, it's like my basement, which I live in and work in. It's a real relaxed atmosphere, and when I present, I try to engage in back and forth with the audience to talk about the music, explain it, and let them talk about what they felt. And the reason I do that is quite simply because the room feels so comfortable, and it has an atmosphere that kind of asks for that.
The room Anthony is talking about is Jazz Central Studios, 407 Central Avenue Southeast in Minneapolis, and on the web at jazzcentralstudios.org. Max Santiago is deeply involved in curating the shows at Jazz Central.
Anthony Cox is important in this Twin Cities music community, primarily because he's a hometown boy who done good. He went out to New York in the early 80s, probably about 1980, and basically had the opportunity to play with every major jazz artist that you can think of in the area, toured the world and made dozens and dozens of recordings. And now he's back here, and he represents what a musician can do when they put their mind to it.
Bass player Anthony Cox leads DD7 into Jazz Central Studios on October 10th, starting at 7:30 p.m. Twin Cities Weekend is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking. ¶¶